My dog in the fight is that I am a Washington State resident and I do buy insurance for my car and my house and other things. And I don't particularly care for the state insurance commissioner, Mike Kreidler, for a number of reasons. But now there's a brand new call for him to resign his office, calling him appalling and unacceptable. And Washington State Senator John Braun is leading. I think it's fair to say you're leading that call. Are you not, Senator?
Well, I'm certainly one of many, and frankly, on both sides of the aisle, that say this is unacceptable behavior, that he needs to step down immediately.
Because I think there are a number of reasons he should have been removed a long time ago, not the least of which was going to the legislature and asking for changes in the use of credit ratings to price insurance. And when the legislature told him no, he just went ahead and did it on his own anyway. I think he's been out of control for a while. Now, you may not share my feelings on that, but would you mind describing to the folks listening around the Northwest what he's done lately or what he's accused of doing that makes it urgent that he leave his office now?
Yeah, so I, like you, have many disagreements with the insurance commissioner. I think he's been wrong on policy, wrong on behavior for a long time. But what he's done now, which is just a few months ago, there were very credible reports of serious misbehavior in his office, the way he was treating staff. That by itself, I think, was enough to call for him to resign.
Bottom was better you.
But now he's gone a step further, and he's actually fired the whistleblower that stepped up and reported that to the public. That should not be acceptable in any circumstance. It's flat-out moral corruption, and we should not stand for it in public office.
Now, Senator, does Washington State have a law that relates to whistleblowers that says, you know, because we understand why somebody who's had the whistle blown on them might want to get rid of somebody. But in many cases, there are laws or policies or rules or ordinances that say you can't retaliate against a whistleblower. Does Washington State have that kind of protection built into the law?
Yes, Lars, we absolutely do. Excuse me. And there's no question that there will be legal outcomes from this ridiculous action by the insurance commissioner. That's going to take some time. But in the meantime, he is no longer fit to be in office. I think that is clear. And the people, not just public officials like myself, pleased to see just in the last few moments that Governor Inslee's actually come out and said he should resign as well. We should not tolerate this, and we shouldn't wait for the legal system to take action. That will happen in due course, but the commissioner needs to resign immediately.
Well, and I'd agree with you on that. The only reason I ask about it is because, am I right in guessing that if Kreidler has violated the law and not only abused some of his employees, but then fired one of the whistleblowers, that when the lawsuit comes, and there will be a lawsuit inevitably, it won't be Kreidler that pays the tab. It'll be the rest of us, won't it?
You're spot on. That's exactly right. In addition to just this being flat out wrong, there's a price to pay. And sadly, it's not Kreidler that pays the price. Excuse me. It's the people of the state of Washington.
Well, I'm sorry you've got a frog in your throat. Believe me, it's a professional hazard for me. But, Senator, what muscle does the legislature have? I mean, other than simply a public call for him to resign his office, is there anything else that the state legislature, and now that the governor has joined in, I might actually have to agree with Jay Inslee for a change, and that'll be a pleasant thing to be able to actually agree with him on something. What else can you do to push him out the door?
Well, we're looking into that right now. I think there may be a potential for recall or even I think potentially impeachment. We don't know the answers. At least I don't know the answers to that just yet. But I think there's we have folks working on that now, trying to figure out the right answer. In the meantime, I'm going to keep insisting everywhere I get the opportunity is that the right thing for Commissioner Kreidler to do is to step down and move on.
Senator Braun, thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.